Hello and welcome to the K-Scope podcast. Billy Reeves here. New music coming up from Say De Lamb. Plus, we'll hear from the Pineapple Thief's Bruce Sword, see how he's getting on with the new album. But first, new music from Russia. I Am The Morning. This is called Chalk and Coal.
So I'm led to the choice. How many hours and hours will I sacrifice to find out this was all a lie? I have never been fine. Of all the incurable suffering, they only offer some pills that will make me sick. No, not again. No.
I Am The Morning from Lighthouse, the new album out on K-Scope, April the 1st, June the 3rd in France. And you can check out the lyrics video for that track, Chalk and Coal, over on the K-Scope website or YouTube channel. Now, as with the last album, Belighted, the engineering and mixing duties on Lighthouse were handled by Marcel von Limbeek of Tori Amos fame. And the album was self-produced by pianist Gleb and vocalist Mariana, the duo that make up I Am The Morning. And their album also features guest musicians Gavin Harrison, Porcupine Tree, and King Crimson, of course, on drums, Colin Edwin of Porcupine Tree on bass, and additional vocals on the album's title track were performed by Marius Duda of Lunatic Soul and Riverside. A rich and eclectic album. Classical music, inspired by the Canterbury scene as well. You can hear northern folk influences on it. jazz chords, electronica as well. Recorded in London, Moscow and St. Petersburg. The grand piano was recorded in the Mosfilm studios in Moscow, and that's one of the largest and oldest studios in Russia, founded in 1920. Renowned for recording orchestras for soundtracks of the most famous Soviet-era films, including works by Tarkovsky and Eisenstein. And Lighthouse will come out on CD, on LP with an MP3 download code, and digitally with this track that you've just heard, Chalk and Coal, available as an instant download with iTunes pre-orders. Chalk and Coal from Lighthouse, I Am the Morning. Now, also coming up shortly on K-Scope, Say Delan, the new album from the new wave duo made up of multi-instrumentalist Justin Greaves of Crippled Black Phoenix fame and Swedish singer Belinda Cordic. Now, Say Delan will release their new album Drifter on the 29th of April. Here is a taster then. This is entitled Going Home.
Needs not our consent.
wonderful Say Dylan. That's entitled Going Home from the forthcoming album A Drifter. That comes out on K-Scope on the 29th of April. It's available to pre-order now on CD and 180-gram black vinyl from kscopemusic.com/store. And there'll be a digital pre-order to follow. So from the new then to the vintage, Porcupine Tree from the Delirium years 1994 to 1997. This from the newly remastered Signify album, which originally came out in 1996, so celebrating its 20-year anniversary. Porcupine Tree, this is Dark Matter.
Inside the vehicle, the cold is extreme. Smoke in my throat kicks me out of my dream. I try to relax, but it's warmer outside. I fail to connect, it's a tragic divide.
Like a rose in the river flow. I am my name.
Porcupine Tree, Dark Matter, from the Delirium Years 1994 to 1997, which gathers together two pivotal double LP Porcupine Tree studio releases, along with the breakthrough Coma Divine triple live LP and a four-track bonus 12-inch EP. These three releases, accompanied by an LP of bonus tracks, including two versions of Signify 2 pressed as a concentric cut. So that means, depending on which groove the stylus falls on, you get a different mix. All of the audio, pressed on 180-gram heavyweight vinyl, has been remastered by Stephen Wilson over the last 3 years and comes packaged in a deluxe box with a 40-page perfect-bound book containing extensive liner notes and a detailed band history by the US journalist Stephen Humphries. Now, Stephen Wilson is currently on tour promoting Hand Cannot Erase. He's playing in North America, Central America and South America through the month of March, and then through Europe through April, May, June and July. And a reminder that Nordic Giants European Tour starts on the 10th of March in Luxembourg. That's an amazing visual and aural experience. And also happening on our sister label Peaceville shortly, Catatonia, the new studio album, The Fall of Hearts. Check out peaceville.com for more details or the band's Facebook page. And some studio news. The Pineapple Thief are in the studio getting the 11th Pineapple Thief album together. So I Skyped Bruce Sword. Now, I've been hearing that he's approaching guest musicians to play on the record, so I wanted to ask him about the pros and cons of this.
So I said to him, all I'm going to do is give you these parts with nothing on and just let you do what the hell do you want to do on it.
Great.
I'm not going to say this is the part. I'm going to say play whatever you like.
Well, he'll do something you wouldn't have thought of, I guess. But do Stephen Wilson talks about this, is that there's a thin line, obviously, between getting someone to, to loosen up and do their thing, but also to give them guidance, because you're kind of putting a lot of pressure on someone to say, OK, here's a four-chord sequence, can you turn it into magic? Is there a thin line, and how do you cross that line?
Yeah, well, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Just like, I've got this really average set of chords.
Yeah.
Make it magical now. Yeah. I'm paying you. But no, it's I guess so. Yeah, maybe you've got a point, because I don't know. I would probably put down a very, very, very sort of basic line, maybe played on guitar, and say this is the kind of feel.
Yeah.
But even then, I'd be thinking, well, actually, by doing that, am I going to prevent something completely unexpected coming my way? So I think that's why I can see what Stephen was saying, but I think for this, I'm just going to say, no, do what on earth, what the hell you like.
Yeah, I guess...
think actually for this record, I've decided to, for all 10 of the previous Pineapple Thief records, I've just let it happen, and I've not really put any kind of boundaries on it. I've just said, right, today I have to write a song. But for this one, and for number 11, where I thought, well, let's mix it up a bit, I did actually wake up and think of a concept. It is a concept album, but it's not a concept album in like, it's a story, it's like some ridiculous story about hobbits or anything. It's it's a concept of an idea, a feeling, an emotion that spans the record.
Okay.
Something that's like very personal as well. Is that sometimes being a bit more workmanlike about it does bring out some really good stuff.
Because
it's really easy to sit down and say, oh, nothing's really happening, and let's just leave it till tomorrow. But I've taken myself a lot deeper into my songwriting that I wouldn't have normally done. Yeah.
Okay, one final question from me then is that, are there plans afoot to do some pop concerts in the summer?
Oh, definitely pop concerts. Well, in the summer, we're scheduled in to play in Barcelona at B Prague, and that's with Opeth and Stephen Wilson, which is a pretty good gig. And we're headlining on a Friday.
Right.
It's sort of like a sort of a I say a warm-up gig, but it's still in a pretty big venue. And then on the festival day, we got Opeth and Stephen Wilson playing on the same day. So so it's going to be really cool to hang out with them all again, because it's been a long time. I think last time it was all our paths converged was at Lorelei. So it's going to be nice. Looking forward to that. And then the band will be on tour again in the autumn.
Oh, my thanks to Bruce Sword for taking time out from the Pineapple Thief studio sessions to speak to us here on the K-Scope podcast. Whilst we await news of the Pineapple Thief's 11th album, then let's listen to Bruce Sword alone on his most recent solo album for K-Scope. This is Bruce Sword, Black Smoke.
I see my town, my town. The places we played, a shimmer of sound. Among drifting lost souls, I found you.
Bruce Sword from the self-titled album. That's entitled Black Smoke. Right, just before I go, just want to mark your card. There is a K-Scope label sampler, Volume 7, now available. Just go to noisetrade.com/K-Scope Music, Volume-7. noisetrade.com/K-Scope Music/Volume-7 for the latest K-Scope label sampler. Right, we're going to play out with another classic, Vulture, Gaspacho, from the album Firebird, now available on LP, as are many other older Gaspacho titles. TikTok When Earth Lets Go and Night, also available from the K-Scope store. I'm Billy Reeves. I'll speak to you soon. Gazpacho, Vulture. Thank you.